This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado child care providers told Senator John Hickenlooper that a fragile system is near the breaking point, especially with uncertainty over a federal freeze on child care dollars. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
At a Wednesday roundtable, child care providers said Colorado's main subsidy program, CCAP, already serves only a fraction of eligible families. Thousands of children are stuck on wait lists, while centers face rising costs and shrinking revenue. Hickenlooper criticized the federal funding freeze and said it's making a bad situation worse.
You're literally forcing providers out of the industry. That's insane.
A judge is expected to rule Friday on a lawsuit aimed at stopping the freeze imposed by the Trump administration on five states. But even if states win, Hickenlooper says Colorado lacks the stable funding providers need. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Littleton Public School District is paying $3.8 million to three families whose autistic and nonverbal children were abused by a school bus aide. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Police say the abuse took place between September 2023 and March 2024. School buses are equipped with surveillance cameras, but the district wasn't routinely monitoring them. The aide, Kiara Jones, pleaded guilty earlier this month in state court to several felonies. The families also filed a civil lawsuit against the district, and this week a settlement was approved by the school board. Littleton Public Schools says they're taking steps to more frequently review the surveillance footage on buses. The families also have an ongoing lawsuit against the Joshua School, which the kids attended. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's 5:06.